For over a decade, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough has outstripped the rest of Alaska in population growth. From 2000 through 2012, the borough increased by over 34,000 residents. That 58% rate is nearly four times that of Anchorage and the state as a whole. As part of our ongoing look at culture in Alaska, Len Anderson discovered one group that's finding the Matsu particularly attractive is Alaska Natives.
A little over 5 years ago, Billy K. Lee moved directly from Kotzebue in northwest Alaska to the Matsu Borough. The mother of three elementary-aged girls never considered living in Anchorage, although her first job was in the city and demanded commuting for a year.
Here in the valley, it just seems a little bit more put together for me. Everybody is just right here. We go out somewhere, you see somebody you know, and whether it's from daycare or from work or wherever, it's kind of such a small community. You always see each other, communicate, intertwine with each other, kids play together.
The last U.S. Census shows the Alaska Native and American Indian population of the Matsu jumped by more than 60% from 10 years earlier.
No matter where I go, you see somebody that either looks like from home or they are from home. I have some girls from Norvik that live out here. There's actually girls from Notak that live out here that I know. There's just so many people out here that we know. I can count probably at least 100 that are just from home alone, meaning, you know, the Nana region.
It's not altogether surprising if the Kinnick area resident encounters a lot of familiar faces. Inupiaks now outnumber all other native groups in the Matsu borough. But even with all those folks from home, Billy Kay says teaching her daughters traditional knowledge and skills can be challenging.
It costs a lot of money for me to bring them home, at least $1,000 per child. And you know, when you work full-time and you raise three kids and you play sports and you do all kinds of other things, you have a mortgage, truck payment, you just don't get to go home every other month and do stuff that we need to do to harvest food.
Her parents and relatives do bring traditional foods from Shungnak and the Upper Kobuk. Overall, Billy Kay thinks her children are developing their cultural identity.
We kind of teach them the sense of who we are in different ways and kind of use the resources that we have out here, you know, to kind of bring it together in whatever way we can. Every day, though, I don't talk any back to them because I'm not close enough. You know, I don't hear it every day, so they obviously don't hear it every day. But they definitely know who we are and where we come from. They say they're Valley Eskimos.
It was after Lillian Lewis's kids were grown and her parents had died that she moved to the valley.
It was good. I got to raise my boys up there and they got to know our family.
Lillian comes from Kotzebue. Her husband Larry from Rhinelander, Wisconsin. They're sitting in the backyard of their home on a hill not far from Kinnick Goose Bay Road. Beyond their gardens, berry bushes, apple and pear trees, is an unobstructed view of Pioneer Peak and the Chugach Range. For 17 of their more than 40 years together, they lived in Kotzebue, where Larry relished his time spent hunting, trapping, and commercial fishing. In the late 1980s, Larry was hired for construction work at the developing Red Dog Mine. That was followed by a mine job, which meant a weeks-on, weeks-off schedule. They had some friends in the valley, and in 1992 purchased their present home.
For warmer weather. It was too cold up north, so I decided to go south.
Larry, who is now retired, had lasted only 6 months living in Anchorage. The city noise got to him.
I didn't want to live in Anchorage after living in the village. I wanted to get out of town. So when we moved out here and bought this house, my kids would come out from Anchorage and say, "Dad, what are you doing living way out here?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's so quiet." I said, "That's why I live out here."
Then, too, there was all that hunting and fishing the valley offered. Like Billy Kay, Larry doesn't regret moving to the Matsu, despite changes he sees that come with the population increase.
It's a good place to live. The hunting and fishing was great, but I see it disappearing. But we love the valley, and this is, I think, probably where we're going to be until the Lord comes back or we go to meet him, you know, one or the other.
With that observation, Larry sought shade from the hot May sun, while Lillian scurried toward the garden. For APRN, this is Len Anderson.